From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The United States Supreme Court has rejected a last-ditch appeal from the parents of Terri Schiavo seeking to restore their daughter's feeding tube. Just hours later, a Florida judge rejected the state's attempt to take custody of Schiavo. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
In a one-sentence order, the U.S. Supreme Court this morning said it would not disturb lower court rulings holding that Terri Schiavo's husband had the right to withdraw extraordinary measures, such as the feeding tube, that are keeping Mrs. Schiavo alive. This was the fifth time that Mrs. Schiavo's parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, have gone to the Supreme Court in their long struggle to keep their daughter alive. During that time, the courts have appointed independent doctors to evaluate Schiavo's condition and chance of recovery. All have concluded that since 1990, after a cardiac arrest, Terri Schiavo has been in a persistent vegetative state, that her cerebral cortex has been liquefied, that she cannot feel, sense, or think, and that she has no chance of recovery. Three guardians ad litem have also been appointed to ensure that Mrs. Schiavo's interests are represented. But in the end, 19 state court judges and 3 federal courts have concluded that there are no grounds to interfere with Michael Schiavo's judgment that his wife would not want to be kept alive. The courts have said that neither a bill passed by the Florida legislature 2 years ago nor a late-night bill passed by the U.S. Congress this week could constitutionally trump that judgment. In 1990, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a person in a persistent vegetative state could be permitted to die if it could be shown that that would have been her wish. The High Court said that was a right under the Constitution's guarantee of personal liberty. Now, every state recognizes an individual's right to determine how far they want medical care to go. And in the case of an incompetent person who's left no written instructions, decision-making normally reverts to the spouse with court oversight. In the year 2000, Pinellas County Circuit Court Judge George Greer held extensive hearings, weighed testimony from Terri Schiavo's parents, husband, and other relatives, and concluded that the evidence supported Michael Schiavo's assertion that his wife would not have wanted to be kept alive. Today's refusal by the Supreme Court to intervene in the case came a day after Florida Governor Jeb Bush tried and failed on 2 fronts to intervene. On Wednesday, the Florida Senate rejected a bill proposed by the governor that would have barred the removal of feeding tubes from any patients like Schiavo. At the same time, Bush sent lawyers for the state of Florida into court seeking custody of the 41-year-old Schiavo based on allegations of neglect. Today, Judge Greer rejected the state's motion, saying it appeared aimed at circumventing his order allowing the feeding tube to be withdrawn. Governor Bush said he would appeal, but legal options are running out. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.